Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Manic Monday, here again. We're gonna Manic Monday again. Yeah. Been away, but I'm back. It's been a great summer. Boy, when summer says it's over, it says it's over, doesn't it? Like, bam. That was fast, and now we're back to cold. Who knew? Wow. All right. We're going to have some comedy today and some celebrity guest call-ins. And you know what? I think we're just going to... I'm feeling all Frenchy-like, so let's... give him with Anatomy Bouskalar. Never give up. Never give up. Thank you.
Never give up.
I'm so excited. I feel so good to be here.
This is Rhonda Hansen performing at Live at Friars Club.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Sid. Oh, wait. I just gained 10 pounds. I am so tired of the American obsession with thinness. It's giving me nightmares. Do you know every night I dream I wake up in that place where women go to become fat mamas? I'm forced to wear a floral print muumuu. People keep calling me cholesterol. I am tired of the American obsession with thinness, and I predict that by the year 2015, the American obsession with thinness will be over. And Pilates, aerobics, and Nautilus will just be something that black people name their children.
Whatever he wants.
Young guys scare me. No, really, they do. Young guys scare me with sexting. Do you know what that is? Emailing and texting naked pictures. Doesn't anybody use business cards anymore? Instead of, here's my card, here's my junk. Oh, my goodness. Why are you taking naked pictures of yourself in the bathroom? The lighting in there is terrible. Young guys scare me. See, I went out one of them scared me because he was a terrorist wannabe. A terrorist wannabe. I don't even believe he was a real Muslim. Everybody knows that prayer is Allah Akbar. Not Al, back up the car. One young guy scared me because he was so quiet. So quiet, he snuck up beside me real quiet like a ninja. And then he whispered in my ear. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he said because he whispered in my bad ear. But it sounded like, that young boy did things to me that were banned from the counseling. I lost track of time, space, my underwear. And then suddenly, like a ninja, he was gone. And now I can never go back to that Applebee's. Yep, so the new health care program is going to kick in here soon, and you know, it's good that we're concerned about our people, but I wonder who's concerned about the angels of mercy who take care of people in the hospital, like Nurse Braithwaite. Quiet down in here. Who's ringing that bell? I know chambermaid, you know, I'm a registered nurse. Bedtime. You want a bedtime? Catch it. And you mind how you're walking. The porter just washed this floor and you're stuffing it up with your crutches. Nancy, why are you sitting there crying in the corner? You think you're the only woman to have plastic surgery? I told you, you look pretty as a picture by Picasso. You know you shouldn't have another facelift. Every time you cross your legs, you smile whether you want to or not. And you with that big belly, or you're here for the classes in natural childbirth? Well, at Beth Israel Hospital, we explain to you that natural childbirth is a miracle, and it hurts. Now, when you go into labor, you must breathe like so. I don't understand what all this breathing is about because you're just making the same sound you did when the kid was on his way in. Now, when you can't breathe no more, you go, wah! And your husband says, we don't want any medication. Oh, yes, I think some of you have seen Nurse Braithwaite. Obviously, you can tell. I'm a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I actually did go crazy. I'll admit, in a movie theater. Anybody here see Avatar? Yeah. I went crazy at Avatar. IMAX 3D. Opening night. Very crowded. I have to hold a seat for my son who's going to join me. Place is packed. Soon, the chair next to me is the only one that's available. Every minute, someone comes in and goes, is this seat safe? Is this seat safe? Finally, I just snapped. Is this seat saved? This seat is held holy by all of United Artists of Paramount. This seat is washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is this gum encrusted red velour seat saved? Why, yes, sir. This seat is saved. Let me hear you say, what? and please rise at the same time. My name is Rhonda Hanson.
Hey, Rhonda.
Like me and follow me.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Say to say goodbye, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
The first one was Steve Mendoza. Steve Mendoza on Dream Stream Radio now. Check out Steve Mendoza. And, of course, Bettinger, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at, I believe it's 4 p.m. Am I right? I hope so. I'm multitasking here. Always good. And who do we have in the house? Oh, of course, it's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. And this Tuesday, that's tomorrow, the 17th, she'll be following the Yellow Brick Road to the Wizard of Oz 75th Anniversary Celebration on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio. Listen to Lorna Lutch, that's Judy Garland's daughter, if you don't know, talk about this great classic film. Also joining her are Barry Manoush, author of Screen World Anthology, and historian James Colt Harrison, Diana Sanger from Classic Movie Guide. And on September 20th, select movie theaters will be showing The Beloved Fantasy. Ooh, remastered. And an IMAX. You know, Betty Jo, I was just listening to that recently. I'll tell you, here's the story. I was dry locking my basement. And downstairs in the basement, I only have a VHS player. So one of the movies I had was The Wizard of Oz with the added features. I guess it was an anniversary one on VHS. So I was watching it, and I didn't realize there were so many bad puns in The Wizard of Oz. But, I mean, there were funny puns, but they were like so rim shot. And the favorite one I heard, Betty Jo, was when Dorothy tells the wizard she comes back after killing the Wicked Witch and goes, "Yes, yes, we threw water on her, and she melted." And the wizard goes, "You mean you liquidated her?" I didn't get that till much. Now I get it. It's pretty funny. I have a feeling Frank Oz was throwing in puns all the way. Hey, cyanide, all the way from Amsterdam or just outside of it. Cyanide. Boy, it's full house. It's like family reunion here. Who else do we got in there? Klopsy. Hello. Eddie Bizworld. Eddie Bizworld. What's your show, The Wacko World, too? There's so many of you. Kate Vecchione from Wacko World. Vecchione. Kate Vecchione from Wacko World, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m., I think. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook him at the Mom and Pop Shop, and you'll get more info and follow him. Rimshot. Thank you, T.C. Keith in the house. Steve Mendoza, post when your show is, please. And am I leaving anybody out? No, I got Wacko Bob. Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m., and then they have special shows, too. Great this morning, Def Leppard. That was very, very nice. I'm going to have a caller in. What time is it? Oh, in about 9 minutes. We're going to have a comedian calling in. He'll be our comedian, guest comedian of the day calling in. And why don't we just keep it going with I'm not letting go of somebody that I don't know about you. Come on, Mike Rodney.
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. car is mimic 150K. Oh man, I can't take this. I just wanna play my guitar all day and night. 'Cause I was born in rock, I won't put no clock. Man, I was covered, how we fought it up top. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, 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 summertime. Hit the bartender. Radio, hit the beat, jump in the water, it's summertime. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's
Rocket on Facebook and tell him you heard him here. He'll appreciate it. He's doing great things at Mike Rocket. All right, let's see. I got a shout out again. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be fun. Fun. Love that. Somewhere over the rainbow. Clopsy, Eddie Bizzworld, George Bettinger, Guest T390, or just Guest 390. Kat Vecchione from Wacka World, Richard B. Smart, he always is, T.C. Keith. Steve Mendoza, show's on hiatus, but you can follow him. And Wacka World, it's Wacka World. George Bettinger, I know I owe you a promo, and you're next on my list of things that I've got to get accomplished here, and I'll get working on that. And Wacko Bob and Cyanide, of course, always, are you dirt biking there, Cyanide? Are you dirt biking? What's going on? I'm waiting for my caller to call in, so I think we got to just have a little fun. I know Cyanide likes dogs, so here we go for Cyanide.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay, stay, stay.
Bad dog. Woohoo. That was was fun. That was Christine Lavin, if you know her work. It's pretty good. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. I've been on hiatus due about the because of the summer. So that's been tough. Oh, you guys are putting videos. I can't watch videos while I'm doing this. I'm doing the show. Oh, I think I have my guest caller calling in, and let's open the mic for him. All right, this guy's a great comedian. You've heard about him a lot, I'm sure. He's everywhere. He's constantly on the road, this guy. One very funny Italian. Let me see if I can put his mic live now. I'm going to the switchboard. Carlo Bellario, are you there? Carlo? Let's try again. Oh, that's you, Betty Jo. Sorry. I'll try Carlo's mic. Sorry, Betty Jo. Carlo Bellario, are you there? Today's guest celebrity.
I am here. How are you?
Good, good, Carlo. Thank you for calling in. Everyone, a very funny man. You can follow him on Facebook and see if he's going to be in your neck of the woods, because he is not just New York bound. He tours the world.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have you back, man. I missed you for the summer.
Oh, I know, I know. It's you know what? I get out there, and it's the weather's just too good. What can I say? So, Carlo, tell us where you're appearing next.
Oh, boy, I have so much going on right now. I am truly blessed, though. I'm really grateful. This weekend, the 20th and the 21st, I will be at Lake Ontario Playhouse with the legendary Angel Salazar. It's a great little venue all the way up in Sagatt Harbor.
Where's Sagatt Harbor at? Where's that?
I want to say it's up. I tell you the truth, it's my first time being up there. I think it's close to
Is it in New York?
Yeah, upstate New York, all the way up.
Okay.
I mean, it's
all the way up. Yeah, New York borders five states, so.
Yeah, it's like close to God. It's like God's country up there, I think.
All right. Well, we might have some listeners up there. Just go to Carlo Bellario's Facebook page, and he posts wherever he's going to be. And where else are you going to be?
Right now, I'm doing a lot of Law and Order, a lot of Blue Bloods. I got a major movie I just got in. I'm still waiting for the details. I'm supposed to be doing something with Adam Sandler, so I'm excited about that. I got the pick to do Comedy Central's up next, and most importantly, I don't know, but for those of you who don't know me, I used to be a 600-pound man, so I had gastric bypass surgery. Everything went well. I'm down to 200 pounds. I've lost over 400 pounds, but I'm having complications from that. So a bunch of really great comedians and guys who I've known for a while are getting together on October 6th at the Chandelier in Belleville, and they're kind of roasting me to help me raise money.
By the way, let me say, because you got a New York accent, it's Belleville, Long Island?
No, New Jersey.
Belleville, New Jersey, just making sure. All right.
Yeah.
And again,
North
if you go
Jersey,
to Carlo...
Yeah.
Carlo Bellario.
Right.
If you go to his web, his Facebook page, he posts wherever he's going to be, so you'll know if he's going to be in your area. Yeah, so that's so you're doing good. So tell us about the movie you have come. Oh, you can't tell us about the movie, but it's Adam
I can't
Sandler.
Tell you. I signed a disclosure thing. I can't talk about. I can't even post anything on Facebook about it. But you know, it's going to be good. Once I can talk about it, I will definitely call you back.
Great. Actually, once you can talk about it, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, might have you call in once the movie gets going, and you might be one of her guests. Right, Betty Jo?
I would love to. I think
you've got
so.
About five, well, I got to count how many radio shows are listening to you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 radio shows are in the chat room.
Wow, I think you should. You know what? I'm so proud of what you're doing. I haven't seen you in a couple of years. The last time we saw each other was at the Friars Club, but I really applaud what you're doing, and I think they should hoist you on their shoulders and carry you through the streets of New York.
I'm for that. Columbus Day Parade, maybe.
Absolutely. You should be the Grand Marshal.
One day. Pavarotti had my birthday, too. I think my birthday is actually October 12th, which used to be the, I used to say it was my holiday. But that's great.
Oh,
so you're doing a lot. And what are you doing on Law and Order? Tell us about that.
I do a lot of – I got into acting years ago. I actually was in Goodfellas years ago, but it was a background scene. It wasn't a speaking role, but that was an amazing thing. And I like acting. I play an EMT. And it's like a recurring role. And but comedy is my first love. That's my first and foremost. I love touring all over the country. I work a lot with the Reverend Bob Levy and Angel Salazar, so they keep me pretty busy. And
Oh, I know Angel well. I directed his show, El Barrio USA, at Caroline's.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's definitely a showstopper, very visual performer.
Check it out.
Yeah, but and then the October 6th is the main thing. If anybody wants to go, they could just hit me up on Facebook. There's a link to buy the tickets. I mean, it's I have Bob Levy, I have Jeff Parami, Angel's going to be there, Rain Pryor,
Jeff
Richard Pryor's daughter.
Oh my
yes.
God, Jeff Parami. Okay, and Richard Pryor's daughter. Go ahead.
Rain Pryor, Gino Bisconti, John Peasy, Paul Venier.
I know everybody. That is a great lineup. Oh, my God.
And I got some celebrities coming. I have Uncle Nino from the Jersey Shore. I have Tracy DeMarco from the TV show Jerseylicious. Joe D'Onofrio from the movie Goodfellas and Bronx Tale. So everybody all came out to step up for me, and I'm so honored and touched by it. It's really an amazing thing.
Well, that
and
sounds like a terrific cause. Go to his Facebook, okay, Carlo Valerio, and Facebook friend him today, everyone, and so you can follow this man and what he's doing. And do you have any comedy CDs or DVDs out yet?
Actually, I don't have anything recent, but I am one of my projects that I'm doing later this year. That's why I'm so busy. I'm going to be filming a DVD at the Comic Strip Live.
There you go.
So
if you Facebook friend them, you'll know when it comes out. So I got a lot of people in the chat room right now. Tell me a piece of advice you'd give to anybody starting out in comedy besides have a fallback plan.
I would always tell everybody to follow your dreams, but be prepared because it's a bumpy ride.
It certainly is, and I wish you much luck with your fundraiser, and I hope you feel better with that. Do you got a good clean joke for them that they could remember and repeat? A good clean joke for my audience out there?
Yeah, I got one for you. I actually, it's one of the things I do in my act. I say I almost got into a car accident this week. You know, I got into a car accident. I rear-ended a midget. He comes running out of the car. He goes, "I am not happy." I said, "Yeah, well, which one are you?"
I get it.
It takes Betty about jokes. A minute, but once it kicks in, everybody loves it.
I get it. I get it. That's like the joke. Can a drunk guy goes into a bar and goes, "Oh no," he goes, "Does anybody know what color penguins? They're black and white. How big do they grow? Can they be like 5 feet? No, I think they're like 2 feet. Oh man, I think I just hit a nun."
I'll give you another. I'll give you another quick one. I say when I get a nice crowd, I go, "Guy, you guys are crowd better than the crowd I had last night. Last night I had to do a show for 900 Jehovah Witness. Oh my God, it was a nightmare. All they wanted to hear were knock knock jokes."
Oh, that's pretty funny. I like that, Carlo. So how long have you been doing this, Carlo?
Oh, I started in 1987, and my first I did 200 open mics my first year. My first thing was 1987 at the Boston Comedy Club in the Village.
Wow, that's going back, yeah. Okay.
And it was with Ray Romano, who wasn't known yet. He was just coming up. And it was him, Mike Ivey, and Frankie Pace were on the show, and I was doing an open. They were like the veterans, I guess. And it was pretty awesome thing. But I did, I would encourage people to do open mics, but they're not the same like they were in the 80s. But you need, for anybody coming up, here's the thing. Stage time, stage time, stage time. That's how you're going to get good. That's how you're going to get better. Don't take those, I'm not a big fan of the comedy classes, but you can't teach somebody to be funny. Either you have
no,
or
No, it
you
doesn't,
don't.
You know what, if you take a really good one, not just, you know, if you take one, it's good to get a tape because you're going to need it anyway.
Right.
You're going to have to do a bringer show. I've sent some young comics to bringer show because you're going to have to get tape of yourself. They're going to want now. They want to see a tape.
I know.
So you have to get a tape.
Yeah, you know, they can teach you technique and stuff, but they can't teach you. You know what I'm saying? They can teach you timing, delivery, but I would just say write three or four. Write as often as you can. Carry a recorder where you got your phone. Record something. You know, do the bringer. I mean, the bringers are I'm not a big fan of them.
Do the work. But do the work. The good thing about if you take a really good class, like from a professional, or you take a good class just to learn the basics, I would also say take an improv class.
Yeah, I
think on your feet.
One of the ones I would recommend, and she is probably, I think she's one in the top three funniest women in the country. Jessica Kirsten does a show out of the class out of the Metropolitan Rooms on Sunday. It's affordable, and she cares about a lot. And I'm not casting aspersions on anybody. A lot of these guys are out to make money, and they have, you know, what do they call that? You know, they don't have good intentions. But Jessica, she works with you on your material. She cultivates you. She cares about what you're doing, and she's a hysterical.
Oh, you know what? I'm a professional, and I go back and take classes now and then. I just get every now and then I get like cobwebs. And
you
even
know
though
what?
I'm a working professional. I'm a working professional. I've got gigs all month, but go ahead.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, I've done it. I've taken her class, too, because, you know, a lot of times, you get, like you said, you get the cobwebs. You get, like, you know, that writer's block. And I'll tell you something. She opened up a whole new thing for me, and it started flowing again because, you know, just because you're doing it all the time doesn't mean you're never too old to learn anything. That's what, you know what I'm saying?
And when are her classes? Sundays?
You got to go to, there's a website that she does. It's New York Hysterical Society, and you sign up for the classes. They're very affordable, and she is really cool about it. She gets you a lot of work in clubs. Like the Stand right now is the holy grail right now where everybody wants to perform. She does a lot of new talent nights out of there, and she really, she's funny, and she knows how to, if you have like a bit and you don't know what to do with it, she takes it and turns it into magic, and she is a true professional.
You know what? I might just look into that. I think you just did her a favor. Jessica Kirsten, you could Facebook friend her. But right now, this is all about Carlo. So Carlo Valerio, October 6th is his big night. Go Facebook friend him right now and check him out.
Can I give him the number? If somebody wants to call for tickets, you can call 732-279-3954. And if you're in the industry and you're a comedian, you just when you call to process your tickets, give them the discount code Sam Kinison, and you get a discount on the tickets because you're in the industry. I do that because that was my inspiration to get into comedy, Sam Kinison.
Oh, and I knew Sam way back in the day.
Wow.
When I was out in L.A., I kept saying, why are you yelling at me? We're not on stage.
he was the one person I wish I would have met.
Yeah, you know, I met him. He was very, very loud. Well, Carlo Valerio, I want to congratulate you and hope you feel better. And congratulations because you're Waka Waka Celebrity Caller In of the Day. So you're the celebrity caller. And much luck, and I hope to run into you again. And thanks for that Kirsten information. Everybody, Steve Mendoza, that might be one for you. All right.
Thank you again, Nancy. You're great, and I hope to see you again soon, hon.
All right, definitely. Bye, sweetie, and best wishes.
Take care.
Bye. What a nice guy. So that was our celebrity caller. And go Facebook friend him now, everybody. And can you believe how fast the time flies when you're having fun? And you're all fun in the house, so let me promote you. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. That's 4 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. And also check out Betty Jo Tucker's blogs on films. Betty Jo, I saw Family this week. I liked it. It was just easy, non-thinking comedy. All right, Clopsy's in the house. Hello, Clopsy. Eddie Bizworld, I believe from Wacko World, unless Eddie Biz has his own show now. George Benja, it's the Mom and Pop Shop. The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. You can Facebook friend him at the Mom and Pop Shop. Okay. I'm going down the list here, guys. Thank you, guest who tuned in. Kate Vicchione. Got the Vicchione from Wacko World. Richard B. Smart, he always is. TCX Keith. Oh, why do you have the X in there? Steve Mendoza's show. He's always cooking up the funny Wacko Bob Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Cyanide's in the house. Cyanide, I think you're friends with the world now at this point because you've joined all the radio shows. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I don't know what to go on. I got to find something special for you guys, something special and short. I'm doing it with the timing here, because it's got to be perfect timing to get everything going here. And thank you all again, and have a good day. And if you're in New York City, don't get wet. And Betty Jo, you don't get wet. I hope you're nowhere near all that water going down. Okay. All right, where can I go out? I got to find something very nice. Here we go. One of my songs. How about that? Thank you all for tuning in, and here we go.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to Facebook friend Carlo Valerio, Facebook, and Rhonda Handsome. And tell him you heard it here. Remember, if you go to his page, he's got discount tickets, too. Thank you, Clopsy, Eddie Bisworld, George Bentinger, Kate Vecchione, Richard B. Smart, and, of course, Cyanide, and Betty Doe Tucker. You're all wonderful. Big kiss. Bye-bye.